When it comes to reducing bullying, incidents of bullying, harassment, or discrimination in the learning environment in schools, you cannot ignore discriminatory behavior. Avoiding the problem will not make it go away. Your silence may even give the appearance of approval. Instead, make it clear that you will not tolerate racial, ethnic, religious, sexual, or even offensive jokes, slurs, or behaviors, and explain why. If you cannot respond at that time of the incident or the time of the incident, respond to it as soon as possible before the problem worsens. Again, if you don't say anything, the students will think you agree with it. It's fine because Miss Smith knows it's going on and it was reported to Miss Smith. She doesn't do anything, so she doesn't care. This student deserve it, so the behavior continues. So don't be a part of the problem. Again, ignoring it, you become a part of the problem. Having realistic expectation is important. Do not expect deep-seated problems of prejudice to disappear immediately. Unlearning prejudice and developing social awareness is a lifelong process. It is unrealistic to expect instant results in young children. Nonetheless, if you use cases of biases as a vehicle for education, it is quite possible to reduce student prejudice over time. So it's saying, again, remember, children come from all walks of life, different backgrounds, socioeconomic, race, family values, friend circle, I mean neighborhoods, and so forth. Based on all those different things, again, the expectation might be different, but you, as the staff in the educational setting, can model the correct behavior. You can reinforce the policy and procedure. You can inform the children of what's expected and show them what's expected. And again, you can establish that in your setting. And again, this is a school-wide effort, not just a single teacher or staff effort. So again, with that being said, just keep in mind that you will become a part of the solution as long as you follow what is expecting as far as policy and procedure, and you're clear on what is expected of you in New York State as well as on the federal level.